由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位听众朋友，你们好。
We're so glad you joined us again for this series of messages called Standing Firm in a World of Shifting Sands.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。在里面呢，我们今日的题目就是叫做洪流砥柱。
In this series, we are looking at portions of the book of Daniel which are particularly relevant to us today.
我们在这个系列里面主要学习的都是记载在圣经旧约的但以理书，都是和我们今天的生活是息息相关的。
One of the lessons that we all seem to forget is this one.
在今天节目开始的时候，我想和你讲一下，其实很多时候我们都会忘记一样的东西。
We often stumble on the very blessings that we want.
就是我们经常都会被自己所期待的福分所绊倒。
Why do we do that?
为什么我会这样讲呢?
Because we repeatedly forget that the times of blessings in our lives can be dangerous times.
因为原来我们总是会忘记在我们一生里面蒙受上帝赐福的时候，往往都是一些危险的时候。
Some of you may say, wait a minute, I thought blessings were good things.
诶，有人又会话：喂，等等先，唔系蒙上帝赐福就系好事咩
？How can blessings be dangerous？
蒙受上帝嘅福气点解系危险啊
？Well, I want to tell you why。
嗱，喺度我就话俾你听点解。
With every blessing comes a test。
原来上帝所赐嘅每一样嘅福气都会伴随住一啲嘅考验。
What we often ignore is that with blessings comes clear choice。
我们经常忽略的就是，原来上帝所赐的福呢，是跟着一个很明确的选择的。
Do I use this blessing as a stepping stone to go upward and onward, or do I stub my toe on my blessings and fall flat on my face?
那么问题就是，我们究竟是不是将赐福当成为踏脚石，等我们不断去上进，定是我们将赐福成为了我们的绊脚石，让到我们彻底这样失败呢？
If you ask yourself that question every time you receive a blessing,
所以如果你能够在每一次领受上帝的福分的时候，你都问自己这条问题的话，
You will save yourself a lot of trouble.
你就会让自己避免很多的麻烦。
We all knowWhat school tests are supposed to accomplish?
嗱，我哋都知道学校系会有考试啊。虽然我哋好唔中意考试都好，但系我哋知道考试系必须嘅。
Those students who are diligent and are prepared will succeed and move on to the next level.
嗰啲勤奋有准备嘅学生就会成功同埋顺利咁样升班。
Those who are derelict and negligent will fail.
而那些疏忽和漫不经心的就会失败。
It works the same way in spiritual tests.
我想告诉你，在属灵里面的考试也都是一样的。
If you are on your guard and always prepared, then you will progress to the next level of blessing with flying colors.
如果你一路都有准备，保持警醒，那你就很容易就能够进入去更高层次的福气里面。
But if you ignore the fact that a test comes with every blessing,
但是如果你忽略了每一次的赐福都会带来一个考验的这件事实，
and delve into the blessing without thought for the test,
你只是一头这样走入去你想得到的福气里面而没有想过考验的事，
sooner or later you'll find yourself lying on the ground crying, why didn't I rememberThat with every blessing comes a test.
迟早你就会自己发现自己在地下度喊噶嘛？点解我唔记住每一个赐福都会有考验呢件事啊
？In Daniel chapter 3,
原来我哋睇下喺但以理书第三章里面
，We find Nebuchadnezzar stumbling all over his blessings.
我哋就可以睇到尼布甲尼撒点样去践踏咗自己所得到嘅福气。
We find him failing to recognize that with the blessings from Jehovah God came a testing time.
我哋知道佢原来冇发现到伴随住耶和华上帝嘅赐福都会带嚟嘅考验。
And here in Daniel chapter 3, we find him failing miserably.
并且我哋喺但以理书第三章，我哋发现佢输得好惨啊。
By contrast, Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will pass their tests with flags waving.
但系相反，但以理嘅三个朋友沙德拉、米撒同阿伯尼哥，却系胜利咁样通过考验。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲呢？
Because they were always prepared for testing time.
我哋发现原来因为佢哋总系为考验做紧准备。
In fact, the most important thing about this incident of the fiery furnace was not only the miracle of deliverance.
我哋发现原来喺烈火窑呢件事里面啊，最重要唔单单系一个得救嘅神迹。
The most important part of Daniel chapter 3 is not the fact that these three young believers walked through the fire without burning a single hair.
我哋唔系讲紧最重要嘅，唔系嗰三个年轻嘅信徒毫发无损咁样从火里面走出嚟。
But the most important part of this incident is this.
但系最重要嘅部分系呢一样。
These young believers did not compromise their convictions even at the thought of death.
就是原来这三个年轻的信徒就算要面对死亡，他们都没有妥协自己的信仰。
These young believers were tempted to go with the flow, but they refused.
这三个年轻的信徒呢，曾经被引诱去随波逐流，但是他们拒绝了。
These young believers had an opportunity to please man and fail God, but they chose to please God instead of man.
这三个年轻的信徒曾经有机会可以取悦人得罪上帝，但是他们最终选择取悦上帝而不是取悦人。
These young believers did not tolerate sin.
这三个年轻人并没有姑息罪恶。
These young believers did not stumble over their blessing.
这三个年轻的信徒没有因为自己的福分而绊倒。
But they used their blessing as a stepping stone to greater glory.
而是将上帝所赐给他们的福气当作踏脚石，让到自己能够进入更加大的荣耀里面。
So look with me at three things in Daniel chapter 3.
好，让我们一起来看看但以理书的第三章，旧约的但以理书的第三章。因为它有三十节，所以我们约略这样告诉大家它的故事是讲什么的。原来尼布甲尼撒王就在巴比伦的杜拉平原那里做了一个金像，有六十爪，爪即系由手护手去到佢嘅手踭嗰位咁高啦，阔就阔六爪。佢就话要叫咗所有人去为嗰个像行开光之礼，并且咧要大声叫各方各国各族嘅人啊，有全灵要话俾你听，一听到啲乐器响，你就要敬拜呢个金像，要俯伏跪拜。如果你唔拜嘅话，你就要抌落烈火嘅窑里面。但是那时有几个加勒底人就走入来了，他就说犹太人都不是这样的，那个犹太人对尼布甲尼撒王说，哎呀，我你的像我不可以拜的，因为我信的就是信我们的耶和华上帝嘛。那时尼布甲尼撒王就差人来带了沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥过来，尼布甲尼撒就说，你们三个不侍奉我的神，又不敬拜我所立的像，你们是不是故意的？你们听到这些乐器的声音，我说过如果你拜就没有事，如果你不拜你就要被钉落烈火的窑里面，有哪一个神可以救你们脱离我的手呢？ 跟住嗰三个人就对王话：尼布甲尼撒啊，你知唔知道？我根本唔需要答你。你就算系咁，我哋所侍奉嘅上帝能够让我哋从烈火嘅窑里面走出嚟，王啊，佢亦都必定救我哋脱离你嘅手。就算唔系，你一定要知道，我就唔会侍奉你嘅神，亦都唔会敬拜你所立嘅像。跟住尼布甲尼撒拍晒台，好嬲，跟住就话：你哋三个快啲！跟住佢就叫啲人去烧热个窑，比平时热七倍啊！又吩咐佢军里面几个壮士将沙德拉、米撒同阿伯尼哥绑住咗，掟落去烈火嘅窑里面。呢三个人着住条裤、内袍、外衣同埋其他嘅衫，就被捆起嚟掟入烈火嘅窑里面。因为王咧嘅命令好紧急，个窑又好热，甚至啊嗰、那个台沙德拉、米撒同埋阿伯尼哥嘅人都被火烧死。沙德拉、米撒同阿伯尼哥三个人都被绑住咗，掟落嗰个烈火嘅窑里面。嗰、那个时候，尼布甲尼撒王就惊奇啊，即刻起身对谋士话：我绑起嚟掟落火里面，唔系三个人咩？佢哋话：王啊，系啊，冇错。但系王就话：我见到四个人、啊，并冇捆绑，仲要喺火里面喺度行嚟行去，冇受伤。第四个嘅人好似神子啊！跟住尼布甲尼撒就话：走近个烈火嘅窑嘅门啦、啊。跟住佢就话：至高上帝嘅仆人沙德拉、米撒同阿伯尼哥出嚟啊！翻嚟呢度啊，跟住佢哋就走出嚟。嗰啲总督、钦差、巡抚同王嘅谋士就一齐去睇呢三个人，见到火冇办法伤佢哋嘅身体，头发都冇烧焦，衣裳冇变色，冇火烧嘅气味。尼布甲尼撒就话：沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥嘅上帝系应当称重嘅，佢差遣使者救护佢依靠佢嘅仆人，佢哋就算唔遵王命，舍去己身。佢哋都要侍奉佢哋嘅上帝，唔肯侍奉其他嘅神。而家个降旨，无论何方何国何族嘅人，旁读沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥嘅上帝嘅，一定要被凌迟，佢嘅屋企要成为粪堆，因为冇其他嘅神能够好似咁样施行拯救。嗰、那个时候，王就喺巴比伦省嗰度高升咗沙德拉、米撒同阿伯尼哥三个人啦。
First.Stumbling on God's blessings in verses 1 to 15.
呢个系但以理书第三章嘅记载，咁喺第一到十五节里面，第一样嘢讲到，原来尼布甲尼撒系践踏咗上帝嘅祝福。
Secondly, standing on God's promises, verses 16 to 27.
第二样嘢，十六到二十七节就系嗰三个人系坚信上帝嘅应许。
And thirdly,Sentimentality of cheap repentance in verses 28 to 30.
第三样嘢就系记载喺二十八到三十节，就系嗰种求其去悔改所带嚟嘅伤感啊。
Let us look at the first stumbling on God's blessings.
好，让我哋嚟睇下第一点先，就系讲到尼布甲尼撒点样去践踏上帝嘅祝福。
In Daniel chapter 2, the king of Babylon had witnessed one of the great manifestations of God's supernatural powers.
其实在但以理书第二章，巴比伦王已经见到上帝那种超自然能力的伟大彰显。
He saw with his own eyes and heard with his own ears the power of Jehovah God.
他自己看到、自己听到、自己感受到耶和华上帝的大能，就是在但以理解梦那里他见到上帝的能力。
He even said, there is no God like Jehovah.
他甚至讲到话，根本没有其他的神能够比得上耶和华。
But instead of letting this blessing be a stepping stone into greater blessing, he allowed his pride to interfere.
但是他没有单止唔将呢个赐福当做佢嘅踏脚石，佢更加让自己嘅骄傲系走咗出嚟。
He makes a grotesque statue of himself that was about 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide。
佢为自己做咗一个六十爪高、六爪阔嘅像啦，即系90英尺高、9英尺阔嘅雕像。
Nebuchadnezzar looked at that statue and said, I am the greatest.
尼布甲尼撒睇住呢个像就话我系最伟大嘅。
Most of us, when we experience success, when we receive a great blessing from the hand of God, our natural inner thinking is, I am God's gift to humanity.
大多数人当我哋获得成功嘅时候，喺上帝赐福嘅时候，我哋内心嘅本性就会谂话：啊，我就系上帝俾世人嘅礼物啦。
We swell up with pride in ourselves。
跟住我哋自我嘅骄傲就会开始膨胀。
In reality, what we are doing is stumbling over our blessing。
实际上，其实我哋咁样做就系践踏紧自己所得到嘅赐福。
Like Nebuchadnezzar of old, we can see the hand of God, but we want to forget it and replace it with the hand of man.
但是我想告诉你，这个就是好像古代尼布甲尼撒的时候，我们都是做着同样的事。我们今天见到上帝的作为，却想将它忘记，用人的作为来代替。
So the Babylonian despot said that everyone must bow to the image.
因此，那个巴比伦的暴君命令所有人一定要向他的雕像下拜。
Many faithful Christians today face their own fiery furnace.
其实今日好多忠心的基督徒都在面对自己的烈火的窑。
It is the furnace of being scorned.
包括是被藐视的火窑啦。
It is the furnace of being ridiculed.
包括被嘲笑的火窑啦。
It is the furnace of being ostracized and ignored.
包括被排斥、被忽略的火窑呢。
And so first we see the stumbling on God's blessings.
咁而今日我哋开始讲紧嘅嘢，呢一样嘢咧就系讲紧我哋践踏咗上帝嘅赐福。
Secondly, standing on God's promises.
第二样嘢，我哋就要睇下坚信上帝嘅应许。
If you have your Bible, look at verses 16 to 27 of Daniel 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开但以理书第三章十六到二十七节。
When the king said, "You bow down," the three friends said, "We will not bow down."
当王话你哋拜，嗰三个朋友就话我哋唔拜。
When the king said, "The whole empire bows down," the three friends said, "We stand up."
当巴比伦王话全国人都拜，嗰三个人话我哋咁，我哋企喺度啦。
In many ways, our world is like that of Nebuchadnezzar.
我哋今日嘅世界其实好多方面与尼布加尼撒嘅时代好雷同噶。
The world is perplexed and troubled by those who would walk out on a lucrative business deal for moral reasons.
对于嗰啲基于道德理由情愿放弃有利可图生意嘅人。其实这个世界对他们来说是不明白的。
The world is perplexed and troubled by those who would rather stand up when everybody else is bowing down.
对于那些在众人都俯伏跪拜的时候仍然站立的人来说，这个世界对他们来说是困惑不解的。
And by doing this, they are hoping to persuade the faithful believers into bowing their knees to their idols.
他们希望能够劝说那些忠心的信徒，亦都同时间来向偶像屈膝敬拜。
But when their persuasion does not work, they resort to greater punishment.
他们用的方法是先礼后兵，劝你劝不掂就用惩罚去对付你。
Listen to what the three friends said in verses 16 and 17.
嗱，你听下但以理书第三章十六到十七节是怎样讲啦。撒德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥就对王话：尼布加尼撒啊，呢件事我哋根本唔需要去答你。就算系咁啊，我哋所侍奉嘅上帝能够将我哋从烈火嘅窑里面救出嚟，王啊，佢必定救我哋脱离你嘅手。即使唔系咁啊，王，你都应该知道，我哋决定都唔会侍奉你嘅神，亦都唔会敬拜你所立嘅金像。
Here is the problem with some modern day believers.
嗱，其实今日好多嘅信徒嘅问题系乜嘢呢？
We sing God is able, but then we live as if He's not able at all.
我哋唱歌嘅时候呢，就系咁唱主啊，全能嘅主啊咁样，但系喺我哋嘅生活里面，上帝好似无能咁啊。
We pay assent to the fact that He is able.But we never do anything to prove that we really believe that he is able.
我们同意上帝是全能这个事实， 但是我们从来不用行动去证明我们真的相信他是全能的。
These three friends stood on God's promises.
嗱，我话俾你听，呢三个朋友就坚信咗上帝嘅应许啦。
My listening friend, what I'm going to tell you is very important.
嗱，我要话俾你听呢一点系好重要嘅，听众朋友。
As long as the devil knows that we are not willing to sacrifice anything for God,
只要魔鬼知道我哋唔愿意为上帝做任何嘅牺牲嘅话。
Then he knows that we do not really believe that God is able.
他就明白我们并不真正相信上帝就是全能的。
As long as the devil knows that we are afraid to part with our comfort and our possessions and our reputations,
只要魔鬼知道我们害怕失去自己的安逸、财物和名誉的时候，
Then the devil knows that we are only saying the words, our God is able,But we do not really believe those words.
他就明白了我们讲下的而已，上帝的全能，我们根本不信。
As long as the devil knows that we are afraid of physical death, he knows that we are not sure about the words, our God is able.
只要魔鬼知道我们惧怕肉身的死亡，他就明白我们根本不是很信上帝是全能的。
Listen to verse 18.
请你去看下第十八节。
But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
就算不是这样，王啊，你知道我们都不会侍奉你的神，不会拜你的金像。
We have confidence because we are standing on the promises of God.
我们之所以有信心，是因为我们坚信上帝的应许。
Standing on the promises of God is not just positive affirmation, but an unconditional surrender to the will of God.
坚信上帝的应许不是单单正面的肯定，而是无条件顺服于上帝的旨意。
Standing on the promises of God means standing firm and saying to the world, the flesh and the devil, we cannot be frightened.
我想告诉你，坚信上帝的应许就意味着我们是要站立得稳，并且向这个世界肉体魔鬼宣告我们不怕。
We will not be anxious.
我们不担忧。
Our life is in God's hands.
我们的生命在上帝的掌管里面。
My listening friends, let me tell you something very important.
各位听众朋友，让我告诉你一件很重要的事。
When you take a stand like this, the devil will not only flee.
当你能够这样站立的时候，不单止魔鬼要逃走啊。
But you will have the most victorious and effective Christian life that you could ever have.
而且你更加将会获得最有果效、最得胜的基督徒生命，这样东西是你以前没有的。
If and when you choose to truly believe the words of Jesus, you will be liberated like never before.
当你选择真心相信耶稣的话语的时候，你就可以得到从未有过的释放。
You will soar like eagle and you will run and not be weary.
你将要好像鹰一样展翅上腾，你奔跑却不疲倦。
The three friends said, our God is able.
那三个朋友说，我们的上帝是全能的。
We must trust in his promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
我们要永远都相信他是不会放弃我们，不会抛低我们不理。
We are anchored on the rock of ages.
我们牢牢地稳固在万古的磐石上面。
We are unshakable and immovable.
我们是不可动摇，是坚定不移的。
Even if we die, we will rule and reign over the universe with Christ in heaven.
就算我们今天在这个世界上面死了，但是我们都会是与基督一起在天上面掌权。
So we saw the stumbling on God's blessings.
所以在今天里面，我们领会了究竟践踏上帝的祝福有什么结局。
We saw the standing on God's promises.
我们也都见到坚信上帝的应许有什么的光景。
Thirdly, let us see the sentimentality of cheap repentance.
第三，让我们来看下廉价悔改的那种的伤感。
When the three friends were thrown into the fiery furnace, everybody was anticipating the odor of the burning flesh.
当那三个朋友被钉到烈火窑里面，很多人都以为会闻到烧肉的味道。
But instead, The only ones who got burnt were the ones who threw them in.
但系原来俾人烧死嗰啲系带嗰三个人入去嗰几个人。
But as for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were fine.
撒特拉、米撒同亚伯尼哥一啲事都冇。
The place of pain became the place of joy.
痛苦之地变咗欢乐之乡。
The place of suffering became the point of glory.
磨难之地变成咗荣耀之时。
The place of death became the garden of life.
死亡之地变成生命之源。
But the king said,
但是巴比伦王就话了，
But I heated the furnace 7 times. Why are they not burning?
我明明将个窑烧热了7倍，为什么他们都没事的？
And also, I made sure only 3 were thrown in. Where did the 4th person come from?
而且我明明只是订了三个人进去，为什么第四个人在这里的？
And the 4th one does not look like anyone I've ever seen before.
第四个人好像跟我见过的人不一样的。
Oh yes, because he is the pre-incarnate Christ.
是的，很多人传说说他就是即将道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Because he is the stone that is not cut with hands.
因为好像我们之前这样说，他不是由人手作出来的石头。
Because he has the power to turn the fiery furnace in life into beautiful gardens.
因为他有能力将生活里面的火窑变成了美丽的花园。
The king said, but I made sure that their hands and their feet were bound.
巴比伦王说，我肯定他们的手脚被绳子绑住的。
Oh, but the ropes got burnt in the fire.
但是绳会被火烧的嘛。
And once again, Nebuchadnezzar concludes that Jehovah is the true God.
所以再一次尼布加尼撒就知道耶和华是真正的上帝。
And yet his belief is mere sentimentality and not true conversion.
但是他的相信只是说的，没有转变。
In verse 28, he said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
在28节他说，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的上帝是应当称颂的。
Oh, but you notice he did not say, my lord.
但是你留意，他没有说我的主。
Because this was a cheap, temporary repentance without a change of heart.
所以这个只是一个很不值，很短暂的悔改，求其的就根本没有内心的转变。
What is happening here?
究竟发生着什么事呢？
Nebuchadnezzar was merely licking his wounds which his pride had inflicted on him.
尼布加尼撒只在舐着自己骄傲所造来的伤口。
You know, my listening friends, there are so many people who acknowledge God when they feel broken.
亲爱的朋友，你知道很多人心灰意冷的时候都承认有上帝的。
But they never truly surrender to God.
但是他们没有承认过上帝。
There are so many people who pray to Jesus when they need healing.
很多人需要医治的时候就祈祷了。
But they never receive him as the Savior and Lord.
但是从来都没有接受过耶稣基督。
And the question to you is this.
今天的问题就是，
Do you truly trust in God?
你是不是真正相信上帝呢？
Can you say, I truly trust God?
你能不能够说我真心信上帝呢？
Okay, are you willing to use his blessings not as stumbling blocks, but as stepping stones?
这样你愿不愿意将他的赐福不当作绊脚石，而成为你的踏脚石呢？
Only you can answer that.
只有你才能够回答啊。
I will leave you with that question until next time when I hope you will join us once again.
希望你好好思考啊，下次节目时间我们再会。